From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, and welcome back, Madeline Brandt.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's nice to be back. Coming up on the show, the traffic jam in the San Francisco Bay Area. We'll talk about that. One of the nation's toughest areas for, car clutter gets even worse after a freeway meltdown. But first this.
Talk about a meltdown. Washington is burning. Well, things are getting hot anyway, because the so-called D.C. madam is talking and people can hardly wait for what she may say next. Deborah Jean Palfrey, who actually lives here in California, is accused of running a prostitution service in Washington, D.C. Her client list allegedly includes top officials in the government. Already a deputy secretary of state has resigned. His former duties included combating public corruption and prostitution overseas. The story will get bigger later this week. We're joined by Ann Schrader, who writes for Politico.com, where she is officially the gossip columnist. Ann, welcome to Day to Day.
Well, thanks for having me.
When I say it's going to get bigger later this week, Friday night.
Friday, ABC's 2020 is going to air, and they have had a few months, maybe a month or so, in terms of delving into the phone records. Deborah Jean Palfrey gave her phone records, which consisted of 46 pounds and 10,000 numbers, to ABC so they could do the investigative work for her and then sort of start calling people and find out who really was involved in the sex scandal in Washington.
So she's actually accused of money laundering and racketeering and conspiracy, which are, these are big charges, and she's saying, I didn't do that. I ran a escort service and real sex didn't go on. Maybe there were kind of sexual services, massages, that kind of thing, but no actual penetration, as it were. So I'm innocent, and I have to call all these 10,000 clients so they can all come into, this is it, huh?
Right. You know, she is talking a lot without saying anything at the end of the day. So she claims that she ran a high adult fantasy operation and that absolutely no sex was taking place with her employees and their clients. This Deputy Secretary of State, Randal Tobias, who resigned on Friday, as well claims that he didn't have sex with these people and says that they were just massages that took place. However, it seems like a high-priced massage to me if no actual sex took place.
$300, I think, was the $300 an hour was her.
$300 to $500, I think. Yeah.
Wow.
Something like that.
Okay. So today at the courthouse, Deborah Jean Palfrey read from a statement that she's put out. She's saying, I have to have these names and someone has to look into this because something really odd is going on here. Here she is.
I believe there is something very, very rotten at the core of my circumstance, and without money to hire my own investigators, I must rely upon your acumen and talent here in the press and the media to uncover the truth.
She's calling on the press to help her out in this one. Anne, how are you Washington reporters going to respond?
Well, again, we listen to everything that she has to say, but she doesn't really say that much. So we sort of wait with bated breath, and we will be paying attention on Friday for ABC's 2020. But she claims that the whole reason this entire sort of threat of exposing people in Washington, she claims the whole reason that started is because she doesn't have money to pay her lawyers and pay her defense and get her assets back. And so in the beginning, she was offering to sell her phone records in hopes to get some money in order to sort of go on living her life. There were no takers. And then she said, okay, I'm going to give them away to a reputable news service, in which case that was ABC. But all she really has to go from are the people in her client list, and she doesn't have the resources or the ways and means to kind of find out actually who was involved.
You know, you have the Iraq funding bill that Congress passed last week. The president is supposed to get that tomorrow, supposed to veto it. Congress has a lot of things going on. But I just imagine that this story really is the subject of many conversations these days in Washington.
Well, it's salacious, for one. And it, for another, everyone loves a sex scandal, no matter if it's in Washington or in Tahiti. They especially love it in Washington because Washington is consisted of those who run the country. And so the sex scandal sort of bleeds into people's philosophies about Washingtonians, which is that in politics, you're hypocritical and you're smarmy. So when they are literally caught with their pants down, everyone sort of has this gotcha moment, like you're just human. You know, you really can't live up to your own standards. How can we live up to those? So certainly everyone has been talking about it and they're curious to see what happens.
Ann Schrader of Politico.com, thank you.
Thank you.